I don't have to tell you, the cost of medical care in this country, especially prescription drugs, is skyrocketing with no end in sight. So how are we going to handle that? The presidential candidates have different ideas, and there's been a lot of talk lately about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and what it did or did not do to help America. Remember, the law as passed by Congress was designed to get more people insured, not lower medical costs. What can we learn from the successes and failures of the law, and where do we go from here? Dr. John Guymon, Professor Emeritus of Family Medicine at the University of Washington, just wrote a book that's critical of Obamacare and what's being done to lower drug costs.
We have a medical industrial complex, and along comes Obamacare 6 years ago, and it's been a bonanza for the insurance industry, for the drug industry, and for other parts of the system. There are really no effective price controls in it or cost containment. Yeah, more people got insurance, but the insurance is less and less value, and the spiraling costs keep going on, and it is a crisis, and this Affordable Care Act will not resolve it.
So we live in a free enterprise system. How are we ever going to regulate or control the cost of medical care when a drug company basically can charge what it wants to charge for all the research and development and the cost it did?
Well, let's take the drugs industry right first, because the VA has been doing negotiating drug costs for many years. They get the prices down with global budgeting to 58% of what we pay. If we had a single-payer, publicly administered financing system, we could do global budgeting for hospitals. We could do global negotiated fees with physicians. We could do bulk purchasing for medical devices and bulk purchasing of prescription drugs and other parts of the system with a not-for-profit, very simplified administrative financing system, but tied to a private delivery system. It's close to the Canadian system. Most advanced countries around the world have some kind of a public financing system, whether it's Western Europe or Canada or Scandinavia. It's been done all over the world. It's not a fringe idea. We know how to do it here, but the opposition of the corporate stakeholders and the way it is now, these markets that are killing us, the private insurance industry, and I write books about this, is really on a death march. I mean, you watch. The premiums for next year will go up and up and up. The high deductibles get higher. It's not sustainable.
It's my understanding that Medicare wanted to do something like that, buy in bulk and bring the prices down, but the Congress won't let them do it.
That's precisely true. And the Affordable Care Act banned the government from negotiating drug prices.
Is the cost of medical care skyrocketing in other countries as much as it is here in America?
No, we pay almost twice as much as most other industrialized countries for health care. It's about 18.5% of the GDP here. In Canada, it's more like 10.5% or 11%. So we pay hugely and we get less. I mean, those countries get universal access to health care without cost sharing at the point of service when you go to the doc. Here, we get much worse coverage. We'll never get to universal coverage here with the ACA. It's a sellout to corporate stakeholders, and it's not designed for patients.
The medical system that we have in this country right now seems to be set up to make a lot of money for a lot of people and not necessarily looking out for the financial welfare of the patient.
Precisely. And look at the leading sector on Wall Street. Health care stocks are the leading sector of all, and the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, has really been a bonanza for them. There's an economist I like to quote, Herbert Stein, and he says, this is years ago, if something can't go on forever, it's going to stop. And that's kind of where we are.
Right. But I assume you give the ACA some credit for getting more people covered with insurance, don't you?
I do. Well, we had 50 million without insurance when it was passed in 2010. It's now about 29 million or maybe 30 without insurance. But now we have at least 30 million who are, quote, insured, but they're underinsured. And many of them have very high deductibles. $5,000 a year is not an unusual deductible anymore before anything comes in on your insurance. So, yes, access improved, especially through the expansion of Medicaid, but 20 states refused to expand Medicaid. And Medicaid coverage varies hugely by state. Many states don't cover a lot of essential things, so that's not great. And then the exchanges for individual coverage on the exchanges, some of the state exchanges didn't do well at all. And some insurers, like that big one, United Health Group, they're withdrawing from some markets.
That's Dr. John Guymon. The book is called The Human Face of Obamacare, Promises Versus Reality, and What Comes Next. He's a professor emeritus of family medicine at the UW.